Okay, back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And what better way to close out tonight's final segment with my man, Joe Stephen George, back in studio. We got the mic potted up. How are you, my dear?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been so rainy this week. You're my sunshine, right?
Thank you. Well, it's been brutal. It's been so terrible.
Oh, it has. Well, you know, before we start off tonight's conversation, because we are going to head to the NFC North, we want to get the forecast. Already, we kicked off hour number two with Tom Pippins, Fox 6 sports director, breaking down and giving the forecast on the Green Bay Packers. And we want to talk here in just a moment about your Chicago Bears. But some news already coming out in the offseason in the NBA. DeMarcus Cousins, already the rumors about perhaps him being traded. What do you think? What do you make of that?
I don't understand it because Vlade Divac and DeMarcus, they went out of their way to go on Twitter and say blah, 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 and there's no trade. That's exactly what DeMarcus said. He said blah, 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 because he just didn't care. He's tired of hearing the rumors, and Vlade tweeted back. He said, same here. Just they're tired of hearing these trade rumors. But to me, there has to be something behind them. Like, they keep coming up. DeMarcus Cousins.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, like, they keep talking about a trade. There's got to be something going on. They're at least throwing his name out there with some team, trying to make something happen, or these rumors wouldn't just keep emerging. Or maybe DeMarcus wants to get traded and he's planting them. Someone's got to be getting these rumors out there. They just don't appear out of nowhere over and over again.
Joe, what do you think the mindset is of the Sacramento Kings? I mean, you're talking about DeMarcus Cousins. I would assume that he's the cornerstone of that entire franchise moving forward. You've got to find a way to have him connect with George Karl.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how they're going to handle that whole situation, because it doesn't seem like George Karl and DeMarcus Cousins really are going to get along. It seems very odd.
Why do you think there is a disconnect?
I'm not sure, but there was this like confrontation, but when they approached each other
during Summer League.
It was so awkward.
It was.
It was very uncomfortable just from the objective view of the cameras that were there. It was very odd to me. I think maybe DeMarcus Cousins isn't the future of this team anymore. I think they might need to go in a different direction. But if they're going to do that, they need to get someone back in return that's young enough to where they can still build. So maybe DeMarcus is, maybe he's not, but maybe George Karl is not the right guy either. So
what kind of pressure do you think George Karl is under right now?
Oh, I think he could get fired by the end of the season. Definitely. If they don't win this year, if they are sold on DeMarcus, if DeMarcus is the guy and they want to run a big combo with him and Willie Cauley-Stein, then if they don't produce, then George is out, I think, and then DeMarcus will be there. Or if DeMarcus is not the guy they want and George Karl is the one of them will be gone by the end of the season. I think pretty much guaranteed.
Okay, some NBA news and notes in the offseason with our very own Joe George of Yahoo Sports Radio. And I have to wonder, you know, I think back to a week ago, we had a Nancy Lieberman, who was on our show, just hired as the new assistant coach and working with George Karl. What kind of impact do you think that she could have and maybe smooth things over? Have, you know, a woman's perspective. It is fresh and it is different.
Yeah, I think it'll help out a lot. I really think it's a good hire.
And I think with Rondo, too.
Yeah, oh, especially Rondo, because he's not all there. He's definitely... I think DeMarcus Cousins and Rondo, I wish they could just have a camera in that locker room at all time, because it's either going to go really well or they're
going to be really dysfunctional.
Yeah, and I think if it's going to be dysfunctional, it's not going to be between those two guys. Mm-hmm. It's going to be... They're going to be off in the corner, hanging out by themselves, and the rest of the team is going to be on the other side of the room. Like, they'll separate themselves. That seems like the kind of guys they are, that they're going to really click, but they may not click with anyone else.
Well, they got
some
good.
It's going to be really interesting.
It is going to be very interesting. It's going to be compelling to watch. But they've got some good guys on that roster, and they could perhaps in the Western Conference, they could be a surprise team. Maybe they could be that dark horse.
No, they definitely could. I mean, injuries happen. We saw that last year with Oklahoma City. I don't think it's not in the realm of possibility that Sacramento's in the playoffs this year. I think they definitely could be fighting for that 7 or 8 seed. So it's definitely a possibility, and it'll be interesting to see what they do as a team and as a unit with George Karl as the coach and with Rondo and DeMarcus Cousins as kind of the two pioneers of that team.
Okay, Joe George with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I promise all you Chicago Bear fans, we're going to talk about the Bears in just a moment. But once you get me talking about NBA, I can't get off that subject. Who do you think will be the surprise team out of the Western Conference? It's going to be a dogfight. I mean, I'm still holding on. I got belief in my Mavericks and Rick Carlisle.
Gosh, they made the playoffs last year, but I still think the Pelicans are my surprise team. I just think they're going to take another step forward, and I think they might this year. The surprise is that they might take their talent and make it into a top 5 team. I think they have the potential to do so, maybe not even the fourth seed, but they could definitely fight their way up to the fifth seed. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what they can do. If they can stay healthy with Drew Holiday, Tyreek Evans, Eric Gordon, they're very deep, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with them. And then they got the new coach,
Alvin Gentry.
Yeah, that's going to be that could really change things. And if Anthony Davis can really hit the three-point corner shot that they say he's working on, by the end of next year, he's clearly the second best player in the NBA.
No doubt. Absolutely. He's going to be incredible. Hey, we are so glad you're along for the ride. Right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. The fastest 2 hours in radio. You want to be sure and join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And I would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And you can always email the show. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Interactive. You know, if there's a particular guest you'd like for us to schedule and get on, we would like to make that happen for you. Okay, so let's shift gears here. Let's talk about your Chicago Bears. They got a brand new head coach in John Fox. Are they going to win more than five games in 2014?
I don't know.
Come on, give us some hope.
I would love to see the Chicago Bears mm-hmm. win more than five games this year. They brought in mm-hmm. a lot. They've changed everything. They brought in Adam Gase, who was the offensive coordinator with John Fox and the offensive coordinator for Peyton Manning, and that's a great hire. And then they brought in Vic Fangio, who was the defensive coordinator for the 49ers defense the last few years, and they've been one of the best defenses in the NFL. But the Bears are going through a lot of changes. They run the 4-3 defense, and they have their entire franchise history. This year they're changing to a 3-4, which is very different, and they may not have the players right away to fit that system. They're going to try to force them to fit the system, but they may not. They lose Brandon Marshall, who was their leading wide receiver the last 2 years, and that could definitely hurt them. And then they brought in Kevin White in the first round. He was their first-round draft pick. Everyone made a big deal about it. Well, then the Bears have immediately lost trust of the media because they lied to the media. They lied to the fans. And they said Kevin White was not – his injury was not that severe, and he'd be only out 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. Well, now he's out for the season. And now there's even rumors that he was injured when they drafted him. So it seems like they may have totally blown this. This draft pick, and it's definitely a disappointment. So I don't know if the Bears can win more than five games this year. They also have one of the toughest schedules in the NFL. So it's going to be a really rough year for the Bears.
Absolutely. Sadly. We were talking earlier with Tom Pippins, Fox Sports director, and how Green Bay is going to open up this season against the Bears. And what about Jay Cutler? I mean, what kind of season do you anticipate that he will have?
Well, he's going to have a Jay Cutler season.
What does that mean?
So he's going to have a couple games where he'll throw for 300 yards and three or four touchdowns. That'll be against a bad team. But then he's going to come out and he's going to throw three or four interceptions. He's going to make terrible decisions over and over again. He is the most overpaid quarterback in the NFL. And it's about time for the Bears to rid themselves of Jay Cutler.
So why does he struggle with consistency?
No one knows. He has the fundamentals and the skill set to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got a Brett Favre power arm. He's so talented. But he can't seem to put it together. Whenever there's pressure, they're losing. He loses his basic fundamentals of where he holds the ball when he drops back to pass. He puts it down by his waist. So when he gets sacked, then all of a sudden he's fumbling the ball a couple times. It's very frustrating because you see these moments of Jay Cutler can make these throws that we've never seen anyone else make. They're darts. They're going into small windows, and they get the completion. And then he'll just completely overthrow the receiver's head or underthrow it, and it's an interception, and it goes back the other way for the other team. He's so bipolar, basically.
Hey, Joe George has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you before we go to commercial break. Here we are heading into week two of the preseason, and I have to wonder, I mean, are you surprised that Ray Rice has yet to be signed by a team?
I am, and I am not. I think it's going to change in the next coming days with injuries and as the preseason goes farther along. I think a lot of guys, they do deserve a second chance, and I think that's been proven that they'll be given one even before they come into the league. But see, the difference was with Ray Rice is that there's video of him hitting his fiance at the time. But on top of that, in his last year that he played, which was now 2 years ago, he only averaged 3.1 yards a carry, which would be in the bottom third of last year's standings with mm-hmm. all running backs.
Right.
So because he doesn't produce on the field, taking that plus the off-field distractions, it's just not worth it. if you can't produce on the field, you're not worth the headache that you bring off of it. And that's why Reyes hasn't been signed yet.
Okay, Joe George has been with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Special thank you to all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. Tom Pippins, Fox 6 sports director out of Milwaukee. Buddy Martin, columnist and anchor of Southern Pigskin Tonight. And my man, James Hale with OU Insider. Remember, and a reminder, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show.